off, record on audio, record on video, starting the stream as soon as that kicks in. I'll give you your countdown. All right. We're about to go. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, guys, the season has come to an end, but you know it was hype because Lil Vicious did set it off, guys. Stay tuned. This is the Little Women ATL After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Hey, I am so sad because the season has come to an end, guys. But we got a lot to talk about because Abira, a.k.a. Lil Vicious, she went off on tonight's episode, okay? So I'll let you guys know I'm AJ and my lovely co-host. Hey, Miss Lauren over there.
Hi, Miss Lauren here. What's up?
And we got Lexi. Hey, girl.
Hey, guys.
So I got to ask you all, what are your overall thoughts for tonight's episode, Lauren?
My overall thoughts is this is a drama I wanted all season long.
Yeah.
I love this episode. I wanted it to be like this from day one, mm-hmm. but I'm happy I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lexi? I totally agree. I feel like this is the Little Women Atlanta we used to watch every week. Just tons and tons of entertainment and drama. So juicy to watch. And we finally got the answers we've been wanting all season. So that was good.
What answers you've been wanting all season?
Who's going to be on this tour? And finally, we know that they're just going to have their own tour.
That is so true. So, I mean, I agree with you all. I feel like they put all the drama in this last episode because we've been waiting and then you know they brought it but mainly a Abira, but we're gonna call her Lil Vicious for tonight's after show because I think that was Lil Vicious.
Real Vicious this episode.
I mean we can go ahead and get into Lil Vicious. So it opens up with the continuation of last week's episode of the concert or the show, the live, whatever they were doing. And yeah, Lil Vicious, she was out there drunk and acting a fool. And you know, she just reminded me of like the drunk auntie that's always crashing teenagers' parties. What did y'all think about Lil Vicious? Was she doing too much? Lexi?
Just the pure definition of doing too much. If doing too much was in the dictionary, it'd be a picture of a beer, like, what's up? Just doing way too much. Mm-hmm. But you know, at least she was able to get her song out, which was great, and she was still very entertaining. Just it was embarrassing to watch. I had secondhand embarrassment for her. She did the most.
Lauren, you over there shaking your head.
Secondhand, third hand, first hand, because I had to see it. It was just terrible. Like, that might be one of the top embarrassing moments that I've witnessed. Definitely this year in reality TV, it's number one. Yeah. And I'm on other reality after shows.
Yeah.
With women competing for men's love. So, that says a lot. It was just bad. It was just... God, it was so tragic.
Just cringy. I was just like, stop, like, please.
I'm literally like this at the screen. Oh, man, it was so bad.
Well, yeah. Okay, but Lil Vicious, she was a little talented, though, because she was rapping on a headstand.
Well, she learned in the strip club.
I mean, but she had the mic and she was talking. I ain't never seen somebody talking be twerking upside down.
She was entertaining, nonetheless. Like,
yeah, which Al agreed, she was entertaining.
Yeah, he seemed like he loved her.
Al?
Yeah, like, he was so entertained. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was the right type of entertainment, though. Like, it can be a ha-ha-ha, that's funny, I'm laughing at you type of entertainment, but is that the type of entertainment you want to invest in? Is that the type of entertainment you want to bring on a concert? But he loved it, and I guess it was the latter for him. He wanted her to be on his concert.
Yeah, that's true. And then let's talk about Buntman, because Buntman, he was trying to save her, but like I said last week, I don't think Abira would listen to Buntman. Like, he can't control her.
I think that he could have done more, but I mean, he can't control her, but he could at least been like, well, I tried to stop you. Like, he was just watching her just act a fool. Like, that went on way too long. Like, the walk out, and I don't even know, did they walk out Buntman and Abira because Buntman said it's time for us to go, or because the security was like, y'all need to separate? Like, I think Buntman would, I'm like, how long would you have let that continue? And that's your, well, I guess they're not boyfriend girlfriend quite yet, but it's just sad
because we don't really know just how long they've been dating or what the gravity is of their relationship. So he may not be at that level with her where he can snatch her up and be like, look, you doing too much. And then she was already drunk and upset. Probably would have just led her to going off on him, and I'm sure that's not what he wanted either.
Which she did when she fell.
Yeah.
She's planning.
Yeah. So it could have been, if he's popping off, it probably would have just been 10 times worse if she's already popping off for him just trying to help her get out the door.
Mm-hmm. So. But, you know, I don't like how she tried to blame him. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, you was about to fall anyway. I'm just saying.
I mean, that's what drunk, well, yeah, embarrassed people do. Yeah. Like, yeah, blame others for their lack of skills.
Yeah. He was a good sport, though.
Yeah. And yeah, so, you know, then Al, he doesn't pick them for his tour, but he gives the little people their own tour. Cop Were we out. Expecting that?
I wasn't expecting that. Like you said, it was a cop-out. He obviously didn't think they were good enough to be on his tour, so he promises their own tour. But who's really going to go to this tour?
Who's Are they really going to have the tour?
Because yeah, I ain't heard nothing about it. And I'm trying to figure out, because I noticed your boy Buttman is wearing this Hawaiian aloha feel shirt. So I'm like, when was this filmed? But either way, either way, we still haven't gotten this this tour. We haven't heard anything about it. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's really happening. I think it was all just for the show.
Yeah, probably just told them that for, you know, the sake of just making them feel good. And I mean, even if they do decide to do the tour, do y'all really think they're going to sell enough tickets to be able to do a whole national tour? Like, who's buying tickets for this?
Like, no, okay, y'all know Groupon.
Yeah, I know.
Concert tickets for
I've
like $20.
I've got tickets off Groupon. I know.
I'd buy a ticket for $20. But the whole tour,
they're not selling all of the tickets on Groupon. They're selling a few little extras that they have left in the back. If you have to sell your whole, all of your tour tickets on Groupon, then you don't need that tour.
Listen, they might. They might, you know. And, you know, I was, it made sense because we found out towards the end that Abir didn't hear Al correctly, because I was trying to figure out why was she popping off at the mouth. Like, he just said he's giving y'all a tour, but she got so upset. Mm-hmm. But then she said, oh, I was drunk, so I thought he said he wasn't picking nobody.
What do y'all think about that, too? Because, like, I don't know. I'm grateful, but I've never been so drunk that I don't remember my actions like that. Mm. So I just think, especially at that age, like, she keeps saying she's a mother of four.
That's, she got four?
Yes, she's mentioned that several times. Oh, so, like, gosh. And at this age, you know, you've lived a life in a club. You should know to handle your liquor by now. So I don't think that that's an okay, like, oh, yeah, I was drunk, but I don't remember it. Like, girl, you're not 19. Yeah.
True.
Somebody on Twitter said, I think that she was doing more than just alcohol. But that's a whole nother discussion.
Well,
and yeah, what could it possibly be?
We don't know.
Well, with that like being that. Said, you know, let's go ahead and get a message to our viewers, Alexi.
So before we go on, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We love what we do. We love watching our crazy shows and talking about them with you, but we can't continue to do it without your help. So if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. If you're watching right now live, make sure that you comment so that we can respond back to you. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. And no matter what, the day, the time, whatever show it is, make sure to always tune into AfterBuzz, because we don't want to talk to ourselves. We want to talk to you.
That's so true. Girl, let them know. Thank you. We want to. We like you guys. And thanks for hopping into the live chat.
Yeah.
Y'all are so wonderful.
We see y'all.
We see y'all. And y'all see us.
So, we see each other.
We see each other. So, yes. So, listen, guys. Okay, so after that whole situation, Miss Juicy wanted Abira off of the tour. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to replace them with the Cheeks. But, surprisingly, Miss Minnie said, no, let's not give up on Abira yet. Was y'all expecting Miss Minnie to have Abira's back, or was y'all expecting her to turn on her? Lauren?
I was expecting Miss Minnie to not want to get beat up by Abira. I don't think Miss Minnie really has her back as much as she doesn't like confrontation with anyone.
Or if she really did actually give her a legit contract, she don't want to miss out on money, because the money that they're going to get from the tour, she's going to have to get a percentage of that. So it's like, you're taking away one of my artists and putting another one of yours. You're taking money out of my pocket, basically.
And because who's the Cheeks? The Cheeks are with
Juicy. Which means that Juicy would have the Cheeks and Buttman. Right now, she only has Buttman, and then Minnie has her, too. So it's like, okay.
That's true.
And that's another thing. So we just going to forget about Amaretta and Coco Kiss? Like, what was their assessment?
I thought the same thing. Like, how are they the only ones out of the whole showcase who ended up with their own tour? Just forget about the other, you know, three performers that went before them.
Yeah. Didn't even acknowledge them. Like, good job, y'all. Like, they weren't even there for the recap. Like,
yeah.
That's why I'm like, these songs, these choices to sing Amaretta when you're an MC, it started to make more sense. The wardrobe choices, because
But you know,
they disappeared.
I did see on Twitter today, Meg Thee Stallion was writing back and forth on Amaretta about doing a song together. So I guess she's like, I don't need to do any of this tour with y'all because I actually am doing real things.
Well, shout outs to her, Amaretta. Yeah,
so we'll see if that happens.
Hot girl summer.
Hot girl, you know.
Hot girl summer. Yes. So let's finish talking about good old Abira. So I just need to know, okay, so they wanted to replace with the Cheeks. So do you think that the Cheeks should replace Abira, or do y'all think Abira should continue on with the tour, or should she just be off of it?
I think that Abira should stay on the tour because she's one of the few ones with talent. As long as she's not drunk, she does a good job. But I do kind of think that the Cheeks should be on the tour. I think they've been kind of along the process the entire time. They fit the description of what the tour is about, and they have music. Why not? They have more songs than the Twins, at least from what I've seen. So why not?
That's true.
Yeah, I think, I don't understand why it has to be Abira or, like, I don't understand why it can't be both, but I definitely don't think Abira should be removed solely for that, because as much as Emily has shown her behind, if that's the case, then neither of them should have an opportunity. Like, even though Abira's was very cringy, Emily has been, like, totally emotionally, mentally, like, checked out this whole time.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's true. And, you know, Abira, I felt like she felt bad. Like, I think I felt some feelings of remorse from her. However, she acted like she didn't want to apologize to them initially. And I'm just like, it's always the people that did the wrong that's just, oh, let's just move on. Like, no, apologize. You were wrong.
I really want... Let's get Abira next season. Let's all stay together.
Bring Abira. I would love that.
Because I want to know why. I don't want to assume. I don't know if Abira is just jealous of the Twins. Because literally since the day they met, Abira has kind of been coming at them. Mm-hmm. And all of her, like, coming insults, she kind of mentions, like, oh, we all just cute. Like, so I don't know if their cuteness just bothers her. Because remember, like, at Habana, like, when they first met, like, season three, it was beef too. And I'm like... What is it? Because we do see them, at least this season, supporting Abira.
Yeah.
So it can't just be because, like, they haven't worked. I think it's something more. So maybe something we haven't seen.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Just curious.
No, that's a good point. I guess we'll just have to... Hopefully they come back, you know, next season and... We'll see more. So they end up getting everything together. Everybody came together and, you know... Came up with an agreement, and they put all their odds away and came together for the greater good. That was pretty much, you know, this episode. It was a lot going on. I think Abira really brought the drama and the heat, thank God. And we get, like, a little recap. The Cheeks, of course, they didn't come. However, they're back in Dallas. And they're both going to stay there raising their kids. But, you know, Bree said that she was going to continue to make music with or without Emily. Which, shout outs to Bree.
Y'all
right?
Is she really going
to
do that?
I don't think she's really
going to
do it.
She living with dang Emily. How's she going to be like, yeah, I'm going to go to the stew. Like, where are you going? You know Emily's going to be on her.
Emily's going to be like, why are you doing that without me? She's going to be like, my bad. I won't do it again.
That's how that's gonna go.
Isn't Emily the one with the money?
Right.
That but I'm like, how you gonna get studio time without them? I'm just kidding.
But isn't she like getting paid too? Isn't Emily paying Brie? Y'all don't think she's.
No.
Not paying her, but.
I think she just pays for everything they do.
Yeah.
I don't think she's paying. Why would she be paying her?
For childcare? To, like, help her out, like. Probably not.
She's just like, that's why she's able to control her. Like, dang. So she's just like, okay, what are we eating?
That's really an abusive marriage.
It is.
With the man in control and a woman just, dang, girl.
And I think now she doesn't have the excuse of, oh, I can't do it with you because you're pregnant. Like, because now the baby's here. So she's going to be like, why do you need to do solo stuff if I'm not pregnant anymore and I'm here and I'm able to do things? So she doesn't have that crutch to fall on.
That's true. Well, I guess we'll have to keep watching and see what happens with Emily and Bree. And moving on to Miss Juicy. She said that she loved being Miss Minnie's role model. Which, I mean, is she Miss Juicy's...
Oh, my God.
Miss Minnie's role model?
Yes.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, you know, she said she got a new man and she getting snatched for her new man.
Now, so, did we ask her while she was on here if she had a love interest?
Girl.
Are you hiding things
from
us?
Well, you know what? You know what they say. When a girl start going to the gym... And working out of nowhere, that means she must got a dude.
They know that. Maybe I need to get a man so I go to the gym.
Girl, listen.
Oh, I'm in the gym and I ain't got no man.
Well, no, they say when you get one, you like to Keep it. So they start going. Yeah, okay, it's spicy. Two reasons why a girl's gonna go to the gym. Either she in a relationship, she about to leave, so she got to get her workout on, so she can be cute for the next dude. Yeah. Or she get into a relationship, he trying to keep that sexy. So. I mean, yes. Okay, those two. So, yeah, and she said she's about to be the queen of hip hop. So, not just the queen of Atlanta, the queen of hip hop, baby. Yes, go ahead, Miss Juicy. Good luck. Y'all don't think so?
You know, I mean, hey, if you don't believe in yourself, ain't nobody else gonna believe in you. So if you want to be, if you think you're the queen of hip hop, you're the queen of hip hop,
girl.
She farther along in it than I am, so who am I to say something?
But I'm like, I think she would be the queen of hip hop as far as like managing.
Ooh, so you coming for Deb?
Hip hop artist? Oh, Deb, I could flock them on. Hey,
Deb be fine.
I mean, she could say she's like the manager for little people. Mm-hmm. Like, what other little people rapper managers are out there? That could be her niche, her thing.
Okay. Well, moving on to Miss Minnie's update. She is still a manager and doing her podcast.
That we have never heard.
So, yeah, we're going to stay tuned for that. And she said she is soon to be Miss Skinny Minnie.
Sounds like Juicy's still inspiring her.
You know, role model.
But Juicy, we see her working out all the time. Like, Minnie, what are you doing? Are you going to get the weight loss surgery? Are you just secretly going to the gym? Like, how are you going to be Skinny Minnie?
Right.
How are you about to be Skinny Minnie?
Oh, my gosh. Minnie, just get the surgery. And I really don't want you to because it's a heart issue. Mm-hmm. So I want you to work out. But at this point, I'm just tired of hearing about it. Just get the surgery so you can feel good about yourself, girl.
Yeah. And plus, you know, we've seen Miss Minnie doing everything from the podcast to the managing, but we have not seen her in the gym. Mm-hmm. Have we?
No.
Well, I think
we saw her walk around the neighborhood and complain about walking around the neighborhood.
I think it was one of the twins that went to a vegan healthy. Yeah. So we've seen her trying to eat healthy, but I have not seen Miss Minnie in the gym this season.
Oh, no.
Not a once. She was all with Odell, though.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
maybe her and Pastor Troy have, like, their own workouts.
They might. You know, I feel you, girl.
Pastor Troy could stand and hit the gym, too. I'm just kidding. I don't even know what you look like, low-key. Love you, though.
Maybe they're going together.
And also, moving on to the twins. So we see that Amanda, she had a great little recap. You know, I feel like she had a lot accomplished this season. She got married. Mm-hmm. They made their videos. They became like rap artists. And so I think that was good for her. But then Andrea, it says she's still trying to save her relationship and control her temper to save her relationship.
Well, I think I definitely have seen a change in her temper just from season one up until now. Like, she's definitely gotten a lot better in that area. But I don't know if she need to be putting that energy into a relationship.
Girl.
A relationship, period. But definitely not with Chris.
You know, the ironic part is if she let Chris go, she would really be able to not be angry. Because when you're constantly being mistreated by someone that loves you or someone that you love, I feel like that's a big part of her anger issue is Chris. Even if it's not towards him and she's taking it out on whoever she's having the confrontation with, like, if you eliminated that huge barrier in your life, you would not be as angry.
Yep.
No, that's so true. And that is an abusive relationship. Listen, young ladies, let me tell y'all something. An abusive relationship, a toxic relationship. If you are in a relationship and the man makes it feel like your reaction is worse than him actually doing the stuff, then that means you're in an abusive relationship. Like, you shouldn't feel bad for reacting to something that was done to you wrong, right?
Yeah, like, oh, when he came back and she said she was sorry, I was like, he was like, why are you apologizing?
Yeah.
Girl.
Oh, man. Free Andrea.
Counseling. You know what? They need to start playing therapy sessions and counseling sessions into Little Women ATL because, honestly, I am not lying. This is, like, real toxic and abusive.
Well, they had one episode of anger management, but literally it was one episode. I guess
no, she needs
like,
some therapy, some counseling.
I guess they were like, okay, I got one in me. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, that was basically the recap for the whole entire season. Yeah. Abir, I'm not quite sure, like, what she's going to do. I mean, what do y'all think? Is she gonna... Is her anger just gonna... Is she just messing up her whole career?
You know what? What I can say is that aside from this situation in this episode, she hasn't really been having too many issues. Like, this is the first time she's ever, like, let being drunk affect her on stage. Mm-hmm. So maybe this was just a moment where she slipped up. And maybe we won't see that from her again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, we'll see. We don't want her name to get around bad. And mm-hmm. the entertainment industry is having a bad attitude because we know that can make or break you.
Yeah, and so she made a good point. Like, it's not like it's the first time you've seen an artist drunk. Like, yeah. when an artist not drunk.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, I think Al, they liked her.
Yeah, he so seemed like he really
They were calling each other
it.
B like they were girls. Yeah. So,
you know.
That's about.
I think it was more so a bear would get into it with the twins. Mm-hmm. I think it was more so that because that's when the security and the producers had to come in. So mm-hmm. I think it was less a bear and Al, but more so a bear and the twins.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
What? Andrea versus Abira, who got hands? Who's gonna win?
Oof, Abira, Lil' Vicious.
I mean, sure. I feel like both of them. I feel like if somebody does win, it's gonna be going for a while because they both have the hands. That's what I think.
I think so too. I think Abira may. I would have before today. I would have said Abira hands down, but something's telling me that Abira might have a little bit more bite or bark than bite.
Okay.
And I think Andrea, all that anger, all that Chris stuff, I don't know.
She don't back down.
She's right. definitely not going to back down. Definitely will. They're going to be going toe for toe, so.
That's true.
And I feel like if it is a situation where Andrea is losing, her sister's going to jump in.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't underestimate the twins, because I feel like they probably would. It always be the ones you don't think that come out
on
top.
Yeah, it's like the ones that be yelling and talking all the time are usually the ones that can't fight.
That is so true. Mm-hmm.
But then again, she was a stripper. Yeah. Strippers be knowing how to fight, so girl. Maybe it is a beer. I don't know. Hopefully we don't get to that point.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll never have to find out.
Yes.
I liked it better when they were friends.
Let's just love each other, guys. So, now let's get into some news and gossip, guys. So, we was checking out, you know, the twins video every day. So, I just want to play a little audio snippet. And we just gonna tune in, because y'all, this is my song, though. So, let's play this audio.
It really is her song, guys.
It really is my song.
It's her ringtone.
Every day.
Yes. Like fake
yes.
Right there. Look at all
Yo, look
that.
At that dunk.
Not the women that they used to.
Yes. So, that was it. That was it. They was lit. I like the video. Y'all have to check out their video, okay? Because I personally like the video. I mean, do y'all like it?
I do. The production quality is nice.
It's Lexi.
It's so similar to their Project X videos, down mm-hmm. to, like, the effects around their hips and standing in front of the car, even down to just what they're wearing. It's like, I would have liked to see them do something different.
Mm.
It's, like, nowhere near any different than their Project X video was.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, shout-outs to the twins for dropping that heat, you know. Just for all the people that doubted us.
Yeah.
So, I feel
people.
You, girl.
I'm going to need them to put out some more songs, though, if they're going to be doing a tour.
True. And I need to put out an edited version of Every Day, because I've only seen the version with the curse words. So, y'all need to do the PG-13 version as well.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so, then all of us can go together and go to the concert together.
So, you know? What next? Tweets. Lexi, what tweets do you have for us?
Okay, so looking for tweets made me sad, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is my last time doing this for this show. But the tweets did not disappoint. So the first one we have is at Crazy Razy, and it says, Emily is annoying. If they did the showcase without you, they can do a tour without you.
Right.
Oh. Well, well.
That's a word.
Word.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they don't necessarily need them, but I think they would be a good addition,
mm-hmm.
Especially when all of the people on the tour only have one song. They need all the people they can get.
No,
not
so true.
But not Abira. She got a mixtape.
She's been spinning for 7 years. No.
And Buttman has a catalog.
No, time out. What you said, that is so true. They really only got like one or two songs.
Yeah.
And Abira has like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
poor Abira. I really feel bad for her. Like, she really got talent, and they is just...
She's messing herself up, though, so if she really wants to make it happen, then she needs to fix her life. Mm-hmm. Maybe she needs to go on Ayanla.
Or just get some lip gloss.
Ayanla, fix my life.
Why is your lips always like, I love you, girl, but this
the
is
lips.
Love? All
and
the time.
The
her lips be dry like GC's hair.
Oh.
I knew she was going to say something
about
GC.
Not your man.
But that's fine, because y'all remember this when Lexi doesn't get an invite to the wedding.
Oh.
That's all.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I am hurt.
Yeah, you've been demoted, but you have time to...
Did you just pull, like Amanda did when she kicked so-and-so out her wedding?
Yeah, I just... You just got...
Wow,
you've been
I'm mini.
You've been mini.
Wow, I have really fallen from grace, guys.
Okay, so our next tweet is from CB_Yellowjacket. And I like this tweet because I felt like he was being super duper positive. It says, hoping Abira, Buttman, Amanda, Drea enjoy making history while performing on the first LP tour. This proves that Juicy and Minnie can be successful managers.
Wow.
I just love his optimism. Like, it's beautiful to see. We need it.
Oh, goodness.
Well, we know Colin is going to be at the tour because he is here for it, this history-making tour, okay?
Colin, like, he locked up with that mugshot, AV. I don't know if he's going to be there. You know they got Twitter in jail now. All right.
Oh, Lord.
They do got cell phones in jail. That's true.
Wow. I guess he's not going to be at the tour then.
He might.
Our next tweet is from TooMuch.net. It says... Besides being a role model to many, Miss Juicy is just too shady. Yes, she is.
Dang.
Was she lying? No.
No.
She is a role model to many.
Yes.
So that's that on that. The next one is at Danky1982. It says, Abira just was handstanding with booty shorts on stage. Now she's meeting Minnie dressed like Sister Mary Clarence. Bless her heart. She looked blessed.
Oh, hallelujah. That's so funny.
Oh. Hallelujah.
That is the funniest reference, Sister Mary Clarence.
Oh, man. And our last tweet for this season of this show.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
It's from @_LoveyTKiara. It says, I was rooting for Abira, but she showed why she can't keep a manager and has been stuck for 7 years. Sis, you ghetto and unprofessional.
Ooh.
My God.
Y'all say, don't put that on the ghetto. You are not responsible for that.
Listen.
But that's a good, but she's right about the fact you can't keep, haven't been able to keep a manager and it's been 7 years and here you are.
It's more you have a bad attitude than anything.
Yeah, bad attitude.
She's about to go on a history-making tour, so it don't matter what you think, girl.
Is that it? That's all our
That's
tweets.
That's all of our tweets.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sad. This is like the last episode, the last after show until next time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so wait. Let's do some predictions for if they come back with another season. Mm-hmm. What are we hoping for the new season if they come back with a new season? Lexi, I'll start with you.
I hope that there is a new season that they get some new cast members.
Okay.
We love our peeps, but I think it's time to get some new people in there. Or even maybe bring Tanya and Sam back.
Okay.
We just need to switch it up. I would like to see a lot more of their actual personal life than just things that they have going on with their music career.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and again, it's cool, but I don't need it every episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lauren, predictions?
I predict that they're going to bring Money back. Hopefully, she can get custody of D2 because I miss her.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tanya and her love triangle, heptagon, whatever she has going on, it's good TV. Mm-hmm. Sam too, because they're kind of a package.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I feel like the music may continue, but I kind of want a new challenge. Like, let's all be chefs or something, because that's how random this music thing was.
Yeah,
so let's just try to be chefs
NASCAR racing.
Mm. So we'll see, but definitely new cast members mixed with bringing back some old.
Yeah.
Well, my predictions for next season, if they come back, definitely, I think y'all said Abira was a friend of the show, so mm-hmm. I feel like they should make Abira a cast member.
Hmm.
Maybe that's probably why Minnie wasn't really giving her that much attention with her career.
Maybe.
Because she wasn't like a regular cast member. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they can make her a regular cast member.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Chiefs can stay in Dallas. I just...
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
We didn't even mention them, so we agree with that.
Maybe they can join a Little Women Dallas crew, but I don't think we would miss them.
No.
Nah.
But it will be a challenge to see if Bree went on a solo tip, you know, by herself. But then I'm like, would that be entertaining? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we could just do like a Where Are They Now special.
Yeah.
And then we catch up with them on that one special, but they don't need to be on the show.
Yeah.
Do y'all think that Buntman and Abira are going to make it? Like, we'll make it for them?
Yeah. No.
No, she's gonna run him away.
Really?
Okay,
I hope they do.
Out of her four kids, this is how many baby daddies? Is it the one? Or
I don't know.
No, okay, well, depending on that, that would determine if I think Bump Mel will stay. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how many she got. I'm not judging. I'm just wondering so I can know if he's going to stick around. Because, yeah. I mean, if you got more than two baby daddies and they not wishing in, you probably ran them away. So that means Bump Mel probably won't stay.
Or she could have just chose bad ones.
Yeah.
And maybe someone died or got incarcerated.
Well, kind of. We'll see, but you know, I'm rooting for a Bump Mel and a Beer because I think they are cute together. I like them.
The first LP couple.
Yeah, I feel like they're cute, and I feel like he can like he's like a opposite of a Beer, so he's not a high head like her, but I think like he can calm her down a little bit. Like he don't react to her, which I think is good because.
They can be the little people Offset and Cardi.
Okay, now you go too far. Now you go
Lexi
too far.
Lexi has this thing she does. Like, I can feel her shady thoughts brewing to the left of me. And I'm like, I knew something was coming.
Lexi, girl.
I was being so serious, guys.
Oh, maybe like, I don't know, but not them.
I mean, she does have the Cardi Beaufort strippers. They have that connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. And I just hope they get a new cast, too. So I think they can keep Abira, a new cast. And listen, this Miss Juicy and Miss Minnie storyline is getting a little played out. So we need to come up with a new... Is Miss Minnie going to still be trying to be like Miss Juicy for the rest of the season?
She is. Really quick, y'all. I just want to know, did y'all notice at the end when Juicy's like, hold your glasses up, Juicy and Minnie didn't even clip.
Oh, they did?
And they were sitting right next to each other. They looked at each other and did that. I swear to God, y'all, go back and watch it. I was dying. I'm like, yeah, they really don't like each other. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
I just feel like Miss Minnie, she just needs to, like, I'll keep her on the show and keep Miss Juicy on the show, but I'm saying, like, the whole Miss Minnie shadowing Miss Juicy, I'm like, listen. We're like expecting it now. It's not nothing to not, you know.
Maybe introduce a new Queen Bee.
Going back to what you said, I just want Juicy to do something completely random, like be a ventriloquist or something.
What?
Just to see if Minnie was going to try to do it too. Because then we'll really know, like, okay, she's just trying to be like Juicy.
Yeah, no, that's what's up. So... All right, so, I mean, that basically wraps up our after show. It was such a joy being with you guys this whole season. We had an exciting season, and I'm going to miss the show. Yeah. I'm going to miss it. It was so good. So, Lexi, where can we find you at on social media?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I Am Lexi Fierce.
Lauren?
Hey guys, you can find me on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud, on Twitter at Low Out Loud, and on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
Everybody, I am AJ, and you can follow me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl. And this has been the Little Women ATL After Show.
Season 5.
Toodaloo.
Yeah. We'll miss you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.